So if they want to leave it early, they would owe the Big 12 $80 million each. And that money has to be privately raised. Texas could do it in a minute. I'm not sure about Oklahoma. But, you know, right now, I said this jokingly yesterday on Twitter. I'm not sure a Texas at Texas Tech football game after this is a good idea anytime soon. Now, Texas Tech is supposed to play in Austin this season, but if for some reason this holds up and UT remains in this conference for a couple more years, they're going to go out to Lubbock, and that's not going to be a joke. And I don't say that tongue-in-cheek. I mean, there's a lot of people who are really hurt and mad about this, justifiably so, but I don't think we will see Texas and Oklahoma in the Big 12 this time next year. I think they will be in the SEC by this point.
The first thing I thought when I heard about all this was Texas is going to go to an SEC that is much stiffer competition than what they faced in the Big 12. And in the Big 12, they weren't really having all that much success. Is the reason they're doing this simply money?
Yep. Well, I think, one, they think that if they're in that situation, they can get access to better recruits. But, I mean, that's here and there. I mean, look, there's 14 teams in the SEC right now. Only two or three of them are really that competitive. Alabama, Auburn occasionally, Georgia every now and then. Tennessee's been terrible for 15 years now. South Carolina's not a factor. Arkansas's not a factor. Kentucky isn't. Missouri's not. Most of them aren't. A&M has made a little bit of some headway, although not as much as it says it does. That's an Alabama league. And LSU, too, for that matter. But Texas is going to make $15 to $20 million a year annually because of this move. You're just not going to say no to that. Did they need to do it? No. Could they do it? Yes. And that's why it's going to be done. And they're not going to win a national championship anytime soon. Neither is A&M. That's just the way college football is set up. But it's going to change the dynamic. And what eventually is going to happen in college football, you're going to have 30 to 40 teams that are in a power college football conference. And it was never going to include TCU. It's going to include Wake Forest or Duke, Syracuse, some of these other teams. It's going to be all these power names, Michigan, Ohio State, Clemson, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, you know, USC, Washington, Oregon. And, you know, pick those top names from every conference, and they're going to be the college football conference that runs America. We're not there yet, but this was a big step towards that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.